Assessment Group of the American Heart Institute. And together with Dr. David Cohen, we chair the health economic component for the C-TRAC trial. So, what is the economic study objective for this study? It's to compare the 12-month medical care costs between treatment arms and evaluate the long-term cost effectiveness of treatment with endovascular therapy versus not in patients with disabling iliac obstructive PTS. And so our task is to estimate all the costs associated with the two treatment arms and ultimately project over the lifetime of the patient what the incremental costs would be with the endovascular therapy arm if it's demonstrated to be clinically effective in the trial. So what we've carried out these studies, economic cost effectiveness studies, alongside many trials over the years, and including several NIH studies, including the ATTRACT trial. And our objective is to make it as easy for you folks at the sites to satisfy our needs for it. So we really, over the years, have streamlined our processes. And there are two main components to the economic study data collection component of the study. The first one is that we've integrated into the case report forms healthcare resource use questions, and we need those to be completed accurately and comprehensively. The other component is that we go after hospital bills throughout the course of the trial for patients who are enrolled, and we need a couple of things from you folks in order to do that. So what we do is we collect the UB04s, which is the Medicare formulation of the hospital bill, and we also collect itemized hospital bills, and our team kind of dissects them, and we replace costs that appear in them with standard costs that are standard over all sites, we assume, and so we do all the messy work, but we need a couple of things from you folks in order to do that. The first thing, step one, is that we need a patient accounting contact to be identified at your site. So during the startup process, we ask that you identify a contact person in the patient accounting department at your hospital and inform them that they will be receiving requests from our group for UB04s and itemized hospital bills. And there's a form that's part of the protocol, the patient accounting contact, or PAC form, and we require you to just send us that when your study is getting, is starting up the process. And there's Erin Notstein, you'll get to know her through the trial. She works on TRACT as well. That gets e-faxed to her, and we take it pretty much from there. There's one other step, though. When you're enrolling patients, at the time of the informed consent, we need their consent to go after the hospital bills. So the patients are going to be asked to provide that permission for our staff to obtain their bills for all venous disease-related hospital admissions that occur during the study. That includes if there's an index hospitalization and any rehospitalizations. And what we need is them to sign, the patient needs to sign a medical billing release form, or an MBR. And this is hard to see on the screen, but it's a copy of the MBR. It includes the patient's name and birth date. And one thing we ask is their social security number. And this is the only point at which we might get pushback from patients, and we completely understand that. I can tell you that our IRB is very strict with respect to us handling that information. We never print out these forms. They get e-faxed to us and stored securely. And why we need that is that sometimes, while we can, we've had very good luck not using it for index hospitalizations where we might have a medical record number, but these patients tend to be readmitted at non-enrolling hospitals. And sometimes we need that information in order to for them to identify the patient for whom we are requesting bills. So we ask that the form be filled out completely at the time of the patient's consent, signed and dated by the patient, and then e-faxed to us, again to Erin Notstein at our center. One copy should be kept on site. One copy should be given to the patient, and then it comes in electronically to us and is only stored electronically, and we use the form, we blank out the social security number for, usually for bill requests at your index site, but we might need that number for hospitalizations down the line. A little bit of strategizing, if the patient really is not willing to give you that, if we could just get the last four digits, that might be very helpful. If they won't give that to you, we still want the NVR form if they're willing to participate in the economic study. The NVR form has a very kind of strict format to cover all HIPAA regulations. And so we ask that we maintain this format for the form. So in summary, the two things we need is the patient account and contact at the beginning when your site is just getting rolling in the trial. And then we need that sent to Erin at Mahi, and that will indicate to us that your site is active in the economic study. So there's one patient account and contact form per site. And then for all the patients enrolled, we need a signed MBR, medical billing release form. And there's one of those per patient. And we need those sent to Erin Notstein, data coordinator at our group. And we're always available, as others have said, by phone. And we've been doing this for many, many trials for many, many years. And we've had great success, including with the ATTRACT trial. So with that, I'll take any questions.